You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
As well as Parnell Street, there was funding for High Street and other parts of Venice as part of this Urban Regeneration Fund. Funding too for the Shannon Venue project. That of course is looking to bring an arts and creative and civic space to the centre of Shannon Town. Chairperson of the Shannon Venue Committee is Derek Barrett. Good morning to you, Derek.
Good morning, Gavin. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Now, your funding allocation is somewhat different. Just looking through the government release this morning, you're in a different category than Parnell Street in that effectively, according to the release, you're not as close as being ready to go ahead. But what was announced or what was allocated to yourselves yesterday, first of all?
I suppose we were allocated under the five Limerick metropolitan projects.
Yeah.
They were awarded 2.7 million. Our understanding is that the venue project has been allocated maybe 100,000 on that, which is less than 5% of that overall award. It's very peculiar. We're very disappointed, firstly, and frustrated because we applied under the shovel-ready projects, and we've been at this for the bones of 7 years.
Yeah.
We've been shovel-ready since 2006, having a design, having owned the site, full plan permission and a robust business plan by Grant Thornton. We're very puzzled, and not only ourselves, Clare County Council are as well. But in fairness...
Have you been given any reason, like you say you're ready to go, it's been decided that you're not. Have you been told where the issue is?
No, we need to try and learn and review and digest the detail over the next few days. Like, there's very limited. There was an announcement yesterday, but the detail isn't there yet. We've been on to one of the executives in Clare County Council to try and tease that out. But I know that Minister Breen has asked to meet with me at the end of the week, and maybe we'll learn a bit more about what he's been working on in relation to the venue. It's a peculiar heading, even, that we're allocated. It's strategic master plan. In effect, it won't go to the Shannon Venue project. It'll be more for the council to develop and flesh out their plan and vision for Shannon Town.
Which, reading between the lines, you say you've effectively done already.
Well, we've done everything for this project. There's nothing to be done. We're literally, since 2016, ready with a shovel. The thing is, a master plan, you know, if this is what it's under the heading, this would be the third master plan for Shannon in the last 10 years. You know, in 2008, I think up to $1 million was spent on a Murray O'Leary master plan for Shannon. It was revised, which the civic and artistic centre was a key component of it. It was revised in 2012 by Clare County Council, and it disappeared, which spurred us into action to try and get it back on the plan, which we did. And to hear that another master plan is being called for the town of Shannon, it's crazy. You know, this project can transform the town. It's an iconic building right in the heart of it. It will start to form a streetscape, which is everything that was looked for in the master plans. And really, the planning isn't the issue here. It's delivering on the plans.
And just to be clear on the master plan, maybe I'm wrong here, but when they talk about a master plan, it's not clear whatsoever as to whether it's for the venue itself or for a wider town plan, shall we say. Even the government announcement of funding for this project doesn't say how much you're getting. It's very vague. I'm not criticising you in any way when I say that. I think we're both in the dark to a certain extent this morning.
No, we've been led to believe by two different sources that it's in and around 100,000.
Okay.
And as I say, that's 5%. It looks like an afterthought, if I'm being honest. I'd be concerned for the project at this point,
really?
And I'd be concerned that the town will lose out yet again. But maybe, I know that Minister Breen was on yesterday and he was talking about developing a proper plan, but I'm not too sure what that means, and I need to know more, and I'll know more at the end of the week when we do meet.
Okay, and he is abroad at the moment as well, I know, on government business, but yeah. I'd be very troubled to hear you say that you'd be concerned for the project. A lot of work, and you know this better than I, Derek, a lot of work has gone into this, and you're very convinced as to its potential and to what it can mean for Shannon.
Absolutely. You know, you've got to understand that, you know, a lot of research, a lot of work, a lot of effort went in. You know, the planning application went through without one objection, which is unique for a project in the middle of the town, 2,600 square metres of a facility. You know, we walk through the town, and every day of the week we're asked, what's happening, when is it happening, and the sense of anticipation and expectation is there. But really, if it's going back to bringing it back to a master plan issue for the town of Shannon, which this project would be a key part of. It's not going to be the solution to everything, but it would be a key part of transforming the town. For instance, you know, on the same timeline, Shannon Development put together a master plan in 2008. At the same time, Clare County Council put together the Murray O'Leary master plan. And it's happening. You know, you look at the free zone up there and Jaguar Land Rover moving in.
Yes, yeah.
It's going to transform the area. And, you know, that's the difference. You know, a plan being put into action.
And that's
what's not happening. You know, and we have to remember, and I'd be harping on about it the whole time, Shannon is three things. It's an airport, it's an industry zone, and it's a town. And the living town, you know, looks like it's going to lose out again. And I temper that by saying we have to look at the details.
Sure.
And review and digest. But it's very vague. It seems quite nominal. When you're looking at a project similar in size and scale and timing to the county library that's been planned and spoken about for the same amount of time. You know, it's in around same size.
What I'll suggest, Derek, is we might come back to you early next week, maybe after that meeting, and see how things are looking, because it's certainly a very important one, and we'd like to keep our listeners informed, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, we really appreciate that, because it needs to be out there. You know, we've got, you know, we'll probably end up having to hold a public meeting anyway to let people know what we've done, how we've done it. You know, we've always tried to go about things the right way with information and communication, and we're going to continue that. But I would be concerned. You know, this is a shovel-ready project. There's nothing to be changed on the project itself. However, I have to admit that, you know, the lack of a street, the lack of a town centre, all those things are actual issues for Shannon. But this is the start.
I'm trying to address that. We'll talk in the coming days, Derek.
Okay, thanks,
appreciate
Kevin.
All the best. Appreciate Take it. Care. Bye-bye. Derek Barrett is chairperson of the Shannon venue. If you're in Shannon, let us know your thoughts on what you've just heard.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.